Shalom Aleichem, Sevita's friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our incredible series that we've been learning on the sugya of Torah's Chasanim and Issur Shir B'Zman Hazeh. This is the sixth shir in the series, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, and it's been just amazing, the yesodos that we've seen. And if you're still here with me, then you're my hero. Thank you so much for staying aboard. And now what we basically did was we started with a slew of kashas on the sugya of shir, that mishabotla sanhedrin botol hashir mi beis hamishtois, that from the time of the Bittel Sanhedrin, there is no longer a song in the party houses. Shenemar b'shir lo yishtu yayin. And then the Gemara in Gittin we brought, they sent him Mar Ukva, how do we know that Zemer is Asur? And then he wrote back from the Pasuk, Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim. And what about Bashir? The Gemara says, what about Bashir Leishtu Yayin? So the Gemara says, you would have learned from there, you would have thought that's only Zimla Demana. That's only Mitakli. But with a mouth is permitted. So come much more on the Pasuk of Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim. That even b'peh is asur. That was the sugi that we brought. And then we asked many, many kashas, and we then got into a launch into a long discussion about the inyan of a Toris Chasanim, about how a chasan is an isser of that he shouldn't be me'utar, whereas by a kala, it's an isser on the kli, and we were marich in that. We saw, again, wonders from Teres Hashem Yisbarach. And now we will continue, and again, this is based on the Torah of Moreinu of Rabbeinu, Mo'or Einenu V'Tifarteinu, Moran HaGoyin, Rav David Yitzchak Mandelzel. Ulefize nira, legabei ma shebotel hashir mi beis hamishtos, so we'd like now to go back and talk about what the Bittel Shir from the Beis Mishtos and to relate to the questions that we asked at the outset. So that it would appear that we see in the Gemara, that from the Pasuk of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin, you might think that from Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin, the Pasuk brought in the Mishnah Soita, that is only going to ask your mana. That's only going to ask your kli. We wanted to know, Mechitesi, Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Why is that mashma kli? Yimei halacha awav amina ahani mili zimra demona. That's only mit kli, the kli. Here there's a way you think with a mouth, with mouth is mutter. Okay. So, what's the havamina there that it's only talking about a kli? Yishloi ma'atam mishum shegeder ha'isu hu al shimush b'kli shir v'kanal agabe anidon v'atoris chasana v'atoris kalis ela sheneamar ha'isu v'krad b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Rak al shimush ben b'mishta ha'yayin v'lo al kol ha'shimushim. In other words, the isser is on this kli, it's an isser kli. You're not allowed to use this kli, you're not allowed to use a kli shir. Just the pasuk says v'shir lo yishtu yayin. This is talking about using them b'mishta ha'yayin, not all shimushim. Not all usages, just b'mishta hayayin, like we saw by a Taurus Kalis. Right, a Taurus Kalis, we saw that it's only usher for a kala, and it's only usher if it's a Yershel Zav. That's the type of crown she's not allowed to use. She's not allowed to wear. But other crowns, yes, only specifically this crown with this kala, with a kala. So too, it says b'shir lo yishtu yayin. So you're not allowed to have a shear b'mishtai yayin. So the iser is shimush b'klei shear, but it's dafka b'mishtai yayin. V'lo al kol ha-shimushim. V'yamakor lezeh is from the fact that it doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk an iser on shear b'mishtai yayin. It's only talking about the lamaisa. It says that when you have a shear, you shouldn't drink wine. Because after there was an iser of clay shear, achrei shenasul clay shear, memela leka shear b'yayin. So once we answered clay shear, so memela the lamaisa is that you can't have the shir b'yayin. That's how the Gemara is understanding the pasuk. Now we have an isser here on the lamaisa. B'shir lo yishtu yayin. Since there's an isser of clay shir, memela, there can't be shir b'yayin because there's an isser of clay shir. But that's where it begins. It begins with the Isser of Klei Shear. And that's what's Asser. If it would have said an Isser of Shear b'mishtayayin, then it just would have been Shear. It would have said explicitly an Isser of Shear b'mishtayayin. Because that would have Asser to Shear b'mishtayayin without a Klei Samer. But now that it's talking about the lemaisis, the Gemara's understanding, it's saying, in the shir, you're not going to be shaysa yayin. It's because after there's an isser of clay shir, memela, when there's going to be a yayin, there's going to be no clay shir. There's going to be no shir and no clay shir. That's the way the Gemara's is clear, right? The Gemara, in other words, you're going to say to me, okay, what does it say in the pasuk, anything about a kli? The answer is the Gemara says, the Gemara's understanding is talking about a kli. And maybe that's why. Because it doesn't say explicit isser on shir b'yayin, but rather, the lamaisa, because after we answer clay shear, the clay shear is unspoken. If it would be the fundamental iser, then only what it says is what's aser, shear b'mishtayayin. But that's not what it says. It's talking about the lamaisa. So we can say there's a hidden iser of clay, of a kli, and after there's an iser of a kli, memela, the mishtayayin, you're not allowed to have shear. Gevaldik. U'mishum kach, omer abeinu, memela muvan mizeh, she'ein isur ela b'klei shear, b'shira b'peh, Lav shimush b'klei shir. That's the iser. The iser is you're not allowed to use clay shir, like we saw by Atoris Kalas. That it's an iser on the kli. And if there's no kli, then there's no iser. It's like we had by Atoris Chasana Makalas, the whole nidon of an iser kli. Here also it's going to be an iser kli. And it's in the same category, right? We're dealing with gzeiros that they made because of the Churban, because of Aspinus, because of Vespasian attacking Jerusalem, sieging Jerusalem. So this relates to the same idea. So it's an Isser Kli. Ve'al zeh lomdim me'apasuk al tismach Yisrael el gil ka'amim. And in that we learn the pasuk of don't rejoice to the joy of the nations. Yeah, so what's the joy of the nations? That's their shear. They were not allowed to take part in their shear. And the Gemara there answers from that. Afilu ma. Afilu, afilu. Even if it's not verbally, even if it's vocal. Shenamar bo yisod ha'isur eino ala ha'maseh shel b'shir yishtu. Shebzeh yesh lomar kanal shev isur ha'maseh ha'shir. Ve'ashimush bo b'yayin. Ele ikaro ala totza'a shel simcha ba mishir. Ve'lachin lo shna b'zeh b'fuma mimana. U'ma shenamar b'pasuk t'b'shir lo yishtu yayin. הוא איסור על שמחה בדרגה מסוימת שישנה רק בבית המשתה. ואותו גדר אסור גם כן, גם כן מה שכתוב בירושלמי, בערודה וקיים ודמק בזמרה, מהטעם שכתבו התוספות ומתענג ביותר. זאת אומרת, that we, the, from the pasuk about Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim, that is not on the Maisa of Bashir Yishtu. That is the pasuk that we saw from Hosea. You're not allowed to have Shir but with the Yayin. So there we can say that it's an Isser on the Maisa of Bashir with a Kli together with the wine. That's Bashir lo yishtu yayin. But here, what's the lashon of the pasuk of Tismach Yisrael? Here, it's not talking about the maisa of shir together with wine. That's the maisa. Here, it's talking about the toitzah. Here, it's talking about the outcome. And what's the outcome? The outcome is that the person's going to be happy. Simcha that comes from the shir, Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim, the simcha that comes from the shir. So, l'may nafkamina b'puma u'memana. L'may nafkamina, mouth and a kli. If it's on the maisa, so you can say, the maisa v'shimush b'kli. You're not allowed to have this kli, you're not allowed to do this maisa shir with the kli. But here it's on the simcha. What does it matter if it's a kli or it's not a kli? And that it says, b'shir l'shtiyayin is an isser on simcha, on a certain level, that you only have in the Beis HaMishteh. In the Beis HaMishteh, you have a certain madrega of simcha, that's what's asa. And we have the same gather when it comes to what it says in the Yerushalmi. Megillah, Paragimah Halacha Beis, and it's brought in Tosfos in Gittin, and Dav Zayin, that there was a certain Reish Kalusa, the exilarch, the political head of the exiles. So when he would lie down and get up, they would make music for him. Davakayim Adamach Bezimra, he would. When he would lie down, when he would get up, he would there would be mizamer. And Ukva said that they're not allowed to do this. Al tisir smel gil kamin. So why is that also? So Tosfos says, "I it's not b'mishta hayayin," and the answer is shemis aneg v'yoseh. That's a special tainuk. When you lie down, there's music. When you get up, there's music. So that's a special simcha. V'nimtza l'fizeh. Okay, so that's the again. So the iser is b'mishta yayin because that's a special simcha, and the iser is when you get up and you go to sleep. It's also a special simcha, special einek, and it emerges according to this that there are two isurim. They're not two isurim here, but rather, there's a gilui from the pasuk about Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim on the essence of the Isser that was said in the pasuk of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Rak yeshno kam gilui mikra de'al Tismach Yisrael al mehut ha'isur. What's the essence of the Isser in the pasuk of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin? What's the essence of the Isser that you're not allowed to have this special simcha? You're not allowed to have simcha that comes from shir. What type of simcha you're not allowed to have? You're not allowed to have a simcha on the level of simcha with yayin, or simcha on the level of getting up and going to sleep with music. And therefore we understand why the Mishnah and Sota only brought the pasuk of Bashir lo yishtu yayin. That was one of our many kashas. One of our many kashas was, why does the Mishnah only bring that one pasuk? What about Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim? And Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim asers b'peh. So why do we only bring the Zimra, the Klei Zemer pasuk? Because the Maisa it's aser even b'peh. שלגם לבטר הקרא דאל תשמח איסור דפומה מיוקד בשירו. The answer is because even after the pasuk "Al tismach Yisrael gil ka'amin," the iser of not singing b'peh is from the pasuk of b'shir. The mehaytaim asur rak b'yayin. That's why it's only asur with wine. It's like we said before, that the yisod of the iser is not in the maisa of the shir, of Bashir Yishtu, because then it's only a maisa shir of Hashimish Bo B'yayin, but rather the Taitsa of Simcha, and now to be happy. And therefore there's no distinction between Bepeh and Bekli. And Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin is talking about a Darga Misuyam, a certain level of Simcha, the Ves Hamishta. And it's going to come out then that it's going to be us or even Bepeh. B'shir lo yishtu yayin is even going to be aser, is even going to aser shira b'peh, not only shira b'kli. Because after we have the pasuk about tismach yisrael gil ka'amin, it's asering simcha. And what type of simcha is it asering? So then we go back to the pasuk of b'shir lo yishtu yayin. And B'shir Lo Yishtu Yayin is telling us the Darga of Simcha of Shir together with Yayin. And that's the Darga of Simcha that's us or even B'peh. And therefore the Mishnah, which is talking about the Yisod HaYisr, V'lo Ala Perushim V'Agiluyim Al Ma'ashenei Amar B'Yisu, the Mishnah is talking about the foundation of the Yisr, and not on the revelations of what comes out of the Yisr. So there it talks about the Yisr and the Beis Hamishtos, which applies Gam B'Peh V'Gam B'Kli. Sha'akol V'Mashe Katuv B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. In the end, everything comes out from, that's the Yisod HaYisr. The Taitsa of the Yisr is the Simcha. That you're going to have Simcha that comes from Shir. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it's a clear, or if it's vocal, there's going to be simcha. And that we see in the pasuk of Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin is telling us that the yisod of the yisr is not to have shir with yayin. And again, that applies sai to with a kli, sai without a kli. It all comes out of Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. So there aren't two Isurim here. There's only a Gilui in the Pasuk of Altismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim and the essence of the Isur that was said in B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. That you can't have Simcha at a certain Madrega. Altismach Yisrael is Asering Simcha with Shir. But what type of Simcha? What? In other words, what is that Asir? So that Asir is B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin doesn't talk about Simcha. Pasuk Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amin tells you about Simcha. So once you know that Pasuk Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amin, then you know that it's anything that's going to bring to Simcha is Aser, and that means Shir with wine, and that means Shir without, that means Shir with wine, and that means Bein B'mana Bein B'Kli. That's why the Gemara says you might think that when B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin is only talking about with a Kli, Kamash V'lan, no, Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amin, it's even B'Peh. But even B'Peh, that's Megala, that's the Pesham B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. That even there it's B'Peh, because the Simcha is going to be what's Aser, and therefore it's Loshna B'Peh and Loshna B'Kli. They're both going to be Aser, but again, it has to be on the Madrega of, it has to be on the Madrega of Shir, Yayin B'Shir, that the that type of Simcha that you have when you have wine with song. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's a Kli or not. That's why we bring dafka that pasuk, on only that pasuk, in the Mishnah, and not the pasuk of Yisrael Gil Ka'amin. He's telling us the Yisod HaYisr. So that explains Rashi and Tosfos. What we had asked on Rashi and Tosfos in the first shiur. That we asked again. Hey, Chamra Mishnah de Batel Ashir Mibes Hamishdos in the Pasuk Shindu Yayin. The Mishnah wants to ask you also Shira B'peh, like we see in the Sugya and Gittin. And so why doesn't want to bring the other Pasuk? And now we understand why. Very good. Now in Chagigah Daf Tezvav Bamibes, Mashi Ketuv Shem Shehigia Acher Lechato, Mishum Dezever Yevani Lo Pasuk Mipumei. Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya got into trouble because of Zemer Yevani, that Lo Pasek Mipume, he was singing Greek songs. Rashi writes, Shehaya Loi Lohaniach B'Shvil Churban HaBayis V'Chsiv B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. He should have left it out because he should have not set it aside. He should have, yes, set it aside. He shouldn't have been singing Zemer Yevani because of the Churban. And Rashi says, because of the Pasuk of Bishir Leishtu Yayin. So you see the Das Rashi, that it's Aser B'Peh, only B'Mishtah Yayin. Right? Because Rashi says he shouldn't have been singing B'Peh because of Bishir Leishtu Yayin. So it was only a problem at the parties. Ayin Shem Divrei Rashi, Ubekilian Ashas Shem, Umau Mad Talila Bishalo Pasak Mipume. Gemara says, Lo Pasak Mipume. He didn't stop singing these Greek songs. But that's not the problem. The problem is the Mishnah. From the Gemara, it seems the problem is the Zemri Yavani Shalo Pasak Mipume. The Rashi says it's because it was B'Mishnah Ayayin, Zohabaya. However, if you look in Rashi, he writes B'divrei HaGemara, Zemel Yevani lo posik mi beisoy. He doesn't bring anything about his mouth, so we can say pshat is that he made in his bias a mishta yayin, and nevertheless, even though he's making a mishta yayin, he's still singing the zemer b'shanas hamishta, and that's asar atzurban abayis. And for this reason, we understand why Rashi writes from the Pasuk of Bishir Lo Yishtu. Because Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin is talking about B'Mishta. And the Gemara Taka there says that he also had a Zemri Yavani Lo Pasuk Mebesa. So it could be that he's making a party in his house. And even though he's making a party in his house, he's still singing the Zemer Yevani, even during the party. Wait a second. The Yisr B'Pez from Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amin, like we see in Gittin. So why is Rashi bringing the Yisr B'Pez from the Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin? Rashi has the wrong Pasuk L'Charev. But lefi dvareinu, Rashi's telling us that he had Zemri Yevani B'Mishta Hayayin. There was a party. And during that party, it could be there was Klei Shir. So therefore, Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin, the Gemara says in Gittin, is going on Klei Shir. It's very good. There was a party in his house with Klei Shir, and that's why Rashi quotes that pasuk. Ela defil mashin is ba'er, gami mikros Rashi, ki gersat ha-sugya, v'hainu bepumei. Even if your Gora is like Rashi, even if Rashi is gerus, like the sugya that he sang with his mouth, Rashi says that this means in his house, because that was what was happening with Mishta Yayin Shebebesa, and really it's Bepume, Kaloshan HaGemara. In other words, it's not like the Gersa Rashi brings that it's talking about the Bebeso, it's talking about Bepume. Just Rashi explains that Bepume is in his house, because that was what he was doing. B'shas Mishtayayin Shebebeso, he was singing. So it doesn't have to be that there were Klei Zemer there. So to be clear, the Girsa of the Gemara is Mipume. Zemer Yavani Lo Pasek Mipume. The Girsa of Rashi is Zemer Yavani Lo Pasek Mibesai. So you can understand that it was Bebeso, meaning there was a party in his house. And since there was a party in his house, so there was Klei Zemer and Beshir Lo Yishtu Yayin. And if there's Klei Zemer in the house, then that's the correct pasuk, like the Gemara Gittin says, Beshir Lo Yishtu Yayin. When you're having a party in your house with music, so then you're not allowed to sing together with the wine. So it's a party in his house with wine and Klei Zemer. That's why Rashi says Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin. But you could say no. That really there were no Klei Zemer. And he was just singing in his house with wine. Again, it has to be B'shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. So he was singing in his house with wine. And that's Aser. Okay, he was singing. Like the Gemara says, Bipume. There was song coming out of his mouth. Not Klei Zemer. But he still should have stopped because of Chorban Abayis, B'shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Aye, the correct pasuk of its mouth is Al Tisma Chisol Gil Kam? The answer is no. Tisma Gil Kam is just telling you the Taitsa of Simcha. And that Taitsa of Simcha answers any Shira. Sai Bepeh, Alayayin, and Sai with Klei Zemer. So either way you look at it, Rashi comes out fine. It could be that Lopasak Nibesoi, that in his house he was having a Shira with Klei, a party with Klei Zemer, and he shouldn't have been singing Zemer Yavani. And it could also be pshat is that that there was no Klei Zemer. It was only Bepeh. I B'shil Shnei is not the correct pasuk. Israel Gilkam is the correct pasuk. No, Israel Gilkam is a gilui that you're not allowed to have simcha. What type of simcha you're not allowed to have? B'shil Lo Yishtu Yayin, Shir Alei Yayin. And that was the problem with Acher, and it was Dafka Bepume. Like the Gemara says. So Al Kopanim, that's how we going to learn, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the interrelationship between these two psukim. And B'sos Hashem Darkeinu, what we'd like to do in the next shir, is explain Pshat and Rambam. And that's going to be pretty awesome. And I hope that Rezeichet to see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem, we definitely will. And it's going to be awesome, Sheba awesome. And there's still so much more to say, Rabbi Sain. So I thank you for sticking with me until now. And I hope I'm Zelcha that we're able to continue together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.